All right, welcome to Orphan Radio. It's our annual Halloween episode. Josh and I, we're going to talk about some horror films and probably be a short one because we're both very big, very busy businessmen, right?
I'm a big businessman these days.
How are you doing?
I mean, I was doing pretty good until you asked me to do this.
Cool. Halloween is this weekend. Do you have any plans?
Probably start my countdown to Thanksgiving. Ugh. I like to do a movie countdown. I watch one movie every day until Thanksgiving.
Serious?
No.
Mike and I, my brother and I, he might come in here in a minute and give his review of Halloween Kills because we saw it in the theater. Huh?
Can't wait. Nothing?
We watched Wolf Creek last night.
Uh-huh.
And I had Wolf Creek. And I hadn't seen it since the theater back in 2005. It's pretty good, actually.
That's cool. I don't care.
Have you seen it lately, or did you ever see it?
I've never seen it.
Shit, you should watch it.
Okay.
We were commenting last night, like, it borrows very heavily from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, all different kinds of stuff.
I'll check it out, man. Thank you for that recommendation.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7. And a little bit later, we're going to do lightning round, rapid fire, where I give you the name of movies and you give me a 1 through 10 rating. Because I don't do 4 stars. That's trashy. We're doing 1 through 10, 10 being the best. And then you're going to give me some too. Okay, Halloween Kills. We went and saw it in the theater. You watched it on Peacock, I think. Let me see if Mike wants to give his review real quick. You just wait right there and rest your feet.
Leave me alone. This is hell. This was fucking over.
All right, my brother Mike's coming in. You guys haven't seen each other for a while, so catch up and Halloween Kills.
How you doing, baby?
You gotta talk loud.
With my kid.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. I bet you were in the other room watching Brain Scan.
You're right. How'd you know that?
Huh. Are you freaked out?
Sort of. I think the part with Prime is cool.
That part was cool, man. That's the one part I liked about. That's why I relate to the film.
Yeah, his friend's kind of cool too.
His friend reminds me of Matt.
Have you seen it recently?
I watched it a couple months ago.
His friend is like the biggest loser ever.
What's his name? Kyle.
Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle. What's up, butt banger? You know, he's like always saying shit like that.
Yeah. So Matt, what's cool about Halloween Kills?
Yeah, we haven't even talked about it yet. You're the first one up.
I did not like it. Matt was talking to me about this. It's like every scene was basically the same. You had like a group of people going like, we're going to get them. They did that like 15 times. That's like all Anthony Michael Hall said over and over again is we're going to get them. So some of it was kind of cool. Like, I thought some of the scenes were kind of cool. Like, when he came out of the house, it was on fire. That was kind of cool.
I got to take a whiz.
But other than that, I didn't really like it. Yeah. What about you?
I think if – okay, so here's my thing. One, if it was just, like, part of, like, the regular series, like, came after 5, 6, 7, and it was, like, what would it be, part 9 or something like that?
Yeah.
Not including the Rob Zombie ones, which I don't include. I would say it's fine. It's a cheesy horror movie. It's super cheesy, you know? It's like, as far as that, like if I'm watching it, like oh, it's just part of the series. And like, I would be like, oh yeah, it's a fine cheat. It's so cheesy, you know? You're right with like, it's just, we're going to get it. And how many times does Michael Anthony Hall do that thing where he's like, we'll just say, he'll do like, we're going to get them. And then it'll like wait a couple seconds. He'll go, we're going to get him. He does that double line thing like 4 times during the movie. So if I'm looking at it that way, it's fine. It's like part 5 in my book. You know, it's on the same level as part 5 or part 7. But since like David Gordon Green and company said that his movies are canon after the original 1978, that makes me say it's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to like one, that's pretty like, I don't know, to say that is kind of like just lame. But if you're going to say that, you better make it as good as those, you know?
Yeah.
Like you better make it like, I don't know. The one is such a classic because it's like, I mean, it's an art film. It's so atmospherical. It's music. The music is great. And this one, not only is it cheesy, but they also made like Michael Myers to be like, like it's like Matrix. Like he's like moves like super fast, and he's like John Wick or like a WCW wrestler. You know.
I think he was always supposed to be like kind of big, but he's like 6'6" now, like 250. He's like a linebacker.
That's why it's like a movie, horror movie made for wrestling fans. Not that wrestling fans are, that wrestling's cool. That's fine. But like, you know what I'm saying? And it's also, and they also made him like, now he's like totally, he's a supernatural dude. He's not like just a normal killer, crazy killer. So they're really going to have to make the third installment in their series. Like, I mean, it's going to have to be, that's a pretty bold feat that they're going to have to do. Like, how are they going to kill him? Like, you know, it's going to be like Jamie Lee Curtis and the cop or whatever. And do they have to use like some sort of like magical spell, you know? Like, what, how do you kill the super?
What if they brought in Trickster to kill him?
That's not a bad idea. We should start a campaign that we get that computer from, because that would be, that's a 90s computer from the movie Brain Scan.
Yeah.
And they get that CD-ROM that Trickster's on. Ooh. And we bring it back to the past, and then we get Trickster to, that's a good idea. That's very good. It'll also be freaky as fuck.
I agree. Well, I had better get going. I got work to do.
That was your review. I didn't like it. All right. See ya.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, God. Can you put Mike back on?
Hey, he's gone. He has work to do.
He's a good man, unlike you.
He asked, we saw it with my mom, and he asked, he said to my mom halfway through the movie, he goes, I'm going to Barnes & Noble. I can't handle this. But he ended up staying.
What was your take on it? Okay.
It was, first of all, what would you give it out of 10?
This is what I told Mike. I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, but on a, if it's standalone, like part of the series and just like a cheesy horror movie, which I think it is, I would give it like a 6, maybe a 7. If it was, if it's what they're saying it is, like canon part 3 in the original series, it's like a 3.
Yeah, that's what I was going to give it, a 3.
But like, I mean, like, I get what they're trying to do with, like, they're trying to like take so much of what's going on in the news and add it into this film and make it like more relevant than it needs to really be. Like, you know, they're trying to, like, the whole like hospital scene, like, okay, that's like media. They're trying to like say like media swings into like mob mentality, and that escaped mental patient who is running around is like, we have to like, no one listens to that, you know? No one listens. If someone has like mental illness, like, we don't listen. We just judge and don't help. Like, I get all, you know?
Right.
But it's just like, is this really the place for it? Like,
there's too much going on. It's a train wreck.
That's yeah. It's like, on one, yeah, no, it is. It's just, it's like, if how many people live in Haddonfield and every one of them's in the movie, you know?
Well, and there was just no atmosphere to it. Like, we went back and watched the 2018 Halloween, which was the first one these guys made, and it was all right. Like, I would give that one a 6, I think. But at least that one had like some nice atmosphere to it. This one was just, I don't know. I was very disappointed, but
it's fine as a, like, I think if we watched that in high school, we'd be like cracking up, and, you know,
right. Like, but it's, I mean, I'm also biased because Halloween's my favorite horror series, and, you know, so I'm gonna go into it with expectations. And if the next one, Halloween Ends, that comes out next year, I don't want, like, why did they get to kill him off forever and ever? I think that sucks.
Well, there's never that never ends up happening. You know, you could always bring them back. The look how much money they just made off that movie. They're going to bring it. That's not going to be the last one. Whether it's someone else comes down the line and says these ones aren't canon and ours are now, or this is part. Those never happen. You know, because like so many different things could have happened. They could have continued it from which H2O is that the one with Hart that Josh Hartnett or whatever his name is. Like they could have like that story could have still fit into this one, you know? So it's not going to ever really end. It's always going to keep going. He's supernatural now. Mike said that they should bring in Trickster to kill him.
I don't even want to go there.
I'm sorry.
Trickster's too scary.
You should be Trickster for Halloween.
Huh?
You should be Trickster for Halloween.
It seems like it'd be a lot of work.
Okay.
Getting that makeup together, that hair. So let's change the subject. What do you think about the Munsters movie that's going to be coming out at some point? I saw Rob Zombie is directing it, and I'm sure he wrote it too. And I saw some pictures of the set, which looks cool, but I don't know.
Man, I don't have any. I'm kind of like, I just try not to get expectations up for any sort of thing anymore. That way I enjoy it more or have like a better free form opinion on the matter.
Cause I grew up watching that show. I'm sure you did too. I love the show.
Well, I grew up in Munster, Indiana. So I like loved it just from that, you know, aspect.
I'd actually never put that together until right now.
Serious?
Yeah. I don't know. That makes sense.
Oh, that's because anytime I would say, like, yeah, I'm from Munster, people would be like, oh, the Munsters. Then I moved to Kansas, and I'd be like, from Kansas, I'd be like, oh, Wizard of Oz.
And then what? And then when you lived in Canada, you're like, I live in Canada, and they're like, you put another shrimp on the barbie.
I know, they did do that.
Okay. All right, I guess we're done talking about the Munsters. I also watched the new Candyman last week.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's actually pretty good. I was impressed.
Cool. I'm excited to see it.
A lot better than I thought it was going to be. And not just because friend and frequent guest on the show, Lizzie Cook, was the costume designer, but it was cool.
That's awesome. Very awesome.
Yeah, really very cool. Oh, have you seen the trailer for The Black Phone?
That I saw a brief little thing on that with no sound on, and it looked cool.
I read it's based on a short story by Joe Hill. Do you know who he is?
Is that Stephen King's son?
Yeah. I read the short story a couple weeks ago. It's only like 20 pages. I think it could be cool.
Cool. I'm excited for that one.
Let's see. Some other stuff that's on my list that I want to watch in the next couple weeks I still haven't seen. Lamb. You seen that?
I do want to see that also.
And what else? I still haven't seen the Thing prequel from a few years ago.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that Nick Cage one, Pig.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that yet either.
Pig, Lamb. I want to see Cow. I want to see Duck. Yeah, have you seen Duck?
Duck's good. You know what's in? Can I get a word in?
Hold on. There's a few more on my list. There's 70 more on my list. Chipmunk.
Shut up. Another one that's on my list I still haven't seen. Did you see Sputnik?
I want to see Sputnik. I want to see Rocket. No, I haven't.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Figures. It's a Russian sci-fi horror movie that's supposed to be kind of like their... I've heard it described as the Russian equivalent of Alien.
Okay.
But it looks pretty cool. That's on the list. You know, I thought we'd do something fun.
Oh boy.
I got a little list of movies here. Rapid fire lightning round. And I'm going to name a horror movie and you give me your 1 through 10 rating.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lady in White.
Sex.
Sex?
Uh-huh. Six.
Waxwork.
Oh, 8.
Don't think too much. Cujo.
I haven't seen it in a long time, so I can't say.
Cool. Near Dark.
9.
976 Evil.
I just watched that the other day. I love that. 7.
Silver Bullet.
7.
Brain Scan.
Over 10.
12. The Stepfather.
7.
Okay, Friday the 13th, Part 5.
Over 10.
Jason X.
3.
Psycho 2.
Oh, 8.
Psycho 3.
8.
Psycho 4.
8.
Wow.
I love the Psycho. I love all the Psycho movies.
All right. Now, do you have some for me?
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
Dawn of the Dead.
The original?
No, the prequel. Night of the Living Dead.
9.
Suspiria.
6.
Damn. Return of the... What?
The original.
I'm only doing originals, kid. Suspiria, the remake.
I turned it off. I don't know. I just wasn't into it.
Okay. Dawn of the Dead.
The remake?
Yeah.
5.
okay. Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, wow. It's been forever. 7.
Trick or Treat.
7.
The Beyond.
Never seen it.
The Gate.
Ooh, it's been a while. I'd say 7.
Phantasm.
6.
Aerobics instructor.
20. For anybody who aerobics instructor is a horror movie we made in high school.
did you ever watch the Killer Workout?
No.
That horror movie? Okay. Well, anyways, let's keep going. Did you ever see that movie Junior?
No. Who was in that?
I don't know. Monster Dog.
No.
Prince of Darkness.
6.
Exorcist 3.
Ooh. 6.
Psycho 2.
I bought the 4-pack, the Psycho 4-pack, but I still haven't watched it. So I haven't seen 2, 3, or 4 in years.
Okay. Candyman.
The original?
Yeah.
7.
I only do originals. Candyman the remake.
that's cute. I'd give it a 7.
Reanimator.
It's been too long.
Cemetery Man.
7.
Friday the 13th, Part 5.
10.
Ooh, baby.
Okay, I'll rate all the Friday the 13th. So you ask me first and then I'll ask you.
No, that's boring for. Let's just you do it.
To Friday you? 13th.
No, just I'll ask you. Friday 13.
6.
Part 2.
8.
Part 3.
7.
Part 4.
9.
Part 5.
10.
Part 6.
6.
Part 7.
5.
Part 8.
I hate that one. 2.
Is that Manhattan?
Yeah, it sucks.
There's some good scenes, man. When was the last time you saw it?
I've caught pieces of it here and there.
You need to rewatch.
Okay.
Part 9.
That's Jason X?
That's part 10.
Oh, Jason Goes to Hell. I have fond memories of seeing that one in the theater with you. But I watched it again. I'd say 5.
Okay. Jason Goes to Hell. Or Jason Freddy vs. Jason.
5.
Jason Goes to Space.
1.
Man, I hope. Hold on.
Oh, great. Where are you going?
It's ringing out. Look at this. Is totally. This is in theme with our thing. I just got a box delivered.
Yeah.
This isn't video though, right?
No, just audio.
Well, I'm going to show you what got delivered because it's horror themed. Right now, for those in radio land, I'm opening up a box that was delivered. And inside of it is, watch out, Reggie the Reckless.
Whoa.
Some Vans.
Jason Voorhees Vans. Wow. Those are cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear them or just keep them for a...
Probably just hold on to them for a little while.
Is there a Michael Myers pair?
No, they didn't do Halloween. Vans did a series recently. I'm going to, you know, it's good to give the little independent businesses some shout outs. Exorcist, Lost Boys, Shining, Friday the 13th, and Nightmare on Elm Street. They licensed all those and just did a little shoe line and some hoodies and socks and stuff.
I see.
Fanny packs, man. You'd like those, man.
What else have you watched lately?
I haven't been watching too much. I watched The Stuff.
Mm.
Hilarious. And amazing. And then the Halloween movie. I think that's kind of it. I don't know. Horror movies are all year round, so I don't really like take October to like freak out about horror movies. WNUF Halloween special, I watched that also.
What is that again?
These dudes made it in like 2000 and maybe like 9/11, something like that. And they, it's gained like a cult following. And that one dude from Terrorvision Records, he started a little other chapter that they're doing Blu-rays and restoring like footage. And that was their first release. And they make it like it's a newscast, like someone found a VHS tape of a newscast. And it's Halloween. And they're saying there was a murder in this local house and there's a news dude there. And it was 20 years ago and they're investigating the murder, but they like did it where there's like old stock commercials and they like re-edit, like the make like funny things for it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes place in the 80s. And so it's kind of cool what they did. They went to a horror convention after they made the movie. And they took actual VHS tapes, I think, and maybe it was DVDs. I think it was VHS tapes and placed them in like the bathroom to like kind of gain like a quiet hype around it, you know?
Okay.
It's funny. It's a cool film. It's fun to watch.
What is it called again?
WNUF Halloween special.
Okay. I was going to ask you about, speaking of Dawn of the Dead, because that was the first movie you asked me to rate. Do you remember the first time we watched that? Because you were the first person I ever watched it with.
It was in my basement, right?
In your basement. For people that don't know this, this is how Josh and I spent our high school, and Mike spent our high school career. We hung out in Josh's basement on lawn chairs because there was no furniture for a couple years and watched horror movies.
Well, it was inflatable lawn chairs.
Inflatable lawn chairs. Watched horror movies and ordered pizza. And none of us got laid till we were like 35.
30.
What, yours? Oh, you were 30?
Well, I mean, I was.
Ragged about it?
I was a little older.
I only did it once, man. I didn't get it.
Yeah, man. I need 39, man.
Okay. How much did you have to pay for it?
The inflatable chairs?
Yeah.
Like my parents bought those. So I only had to buy what?
Nothing. I watched Silver Bullet not too long ago. When's the last time you saw it? Jeez.
A while back.
God, it's so good.
Yeah, it's a good one. You love wolf movies too.
Wolf.
Uh-huh. That's what I said.
What about any television programs? Have you been watching any series?
No, not really. I just haven't been watching that much lately.
Hmm.
I feel like, yeah, no, nothing really.
Do you have any shows booked for your band?
No, I'm kind of like not booking shows. ATM. That's at the moment.
Oh, cool.
It's lingo. It's like to say it faster so we can get through.
This. Got it. But you just played a show in Hayes, Kansas a couple weeks ago, right?
Well, gee. Yeah, we did.
How was it?
It was cool. It was fun. It was extreme. They call me Extreme Dad. It was cool. It was Hayes is a neat place. We played in an old theater. There was a good crowd. Janko was there.
Yeah.
So that's always fun, right?
I guess. All right, I got a couple more movies I want you to give your rating on. You ready?
Yes, Jesus.
Okay. Lord, stop. High Tension.
8.
Fright Night.
9.
Fright Night Remake.
I don't think I saw it.
Okay. Friday the 13th Part 3.
7.
Lost Boys.
10.
And let's circle back one more time. Brain Scan.
Off the charts.
If you have not seen Brain Scan before, I suggest you do it. I love you, Kyle. Doesn't he say that at the end?
Yeah, but I would also suggest watching it during the day because
you're scared.
And watch it with a friend, a couple people, get a support group together. Get some Primus queued up on the old stereo.
Woo!
Hey, anything but country, right?
Well, I knew this was going to be a shorter episode because, like I said before, both very busy business, successful businessmen.
I've got a few stock reports I got to go. Let me get all my papers together. You hear all that? Yep, that's all business.
Those are all stock reports?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any final thoughts or anything you'd like to add?
No.
All right. I will let you go then, and we're going to end with a song by Donovan called Season of the Witch that I thought was kind of a good one to end with.
Yeah, it is.
Right, and it's good to see you.
I guess. Beatniks out to make it rich.
Different people to be. It's strange.